Now, I want us to get started today in this very, I think, interesting book. Hear and let me read the first three verses. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Now, I don't know anyone that fits except Solomon. David did have other sons, but this one is king in Jerusalem. And the only one that was king in Jerusalem was Solomon. And he's a philosopher here. Well, he was given a wisdom. I think a wisdom that is a little different than we think that it is. We think that he was given a spiritual insight. I don't think that was the kind of wisdom. I think he was given wisdom of government, of political economy. And I think Solomon probably did a marvelous job in ruling the nation, but he did not know how to rule himself nor his household. But he did know how to rule the nation, and he brought in an era of peace, and the nations of the world came there to study and to behold the wisdom of Solomon. He gave a testimony for God through the temple there and the altars where sacrifice was made for sinners. All this was new, and the Queen of Sheba came from the ends of the earth, and that's what she found out. But actually, in the area of spiritual discernment, Solomon was probably Neil in that area. Now we find this man, when he's away from God, launching out in this type of thing under the sun. And the man under the sun here is different today than the child of God, that it is said that he is seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Now that's different than this man here.